Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, but please hold your calls for the time being. Hopefully we're going to have Orlean Kula on the line. We're going to be talking about environmentalism. We're going to be talking about the conference she's going to be holding this weekend up in Sacramento. But unfortunately, her line is busy, so we'll just keep trying to reach her. So let me give you the background of the environmental movement. And really, first, we first see the stirrings of the environmental movement in the early 1960s when there's a book published. It's called The Silent Spring. It's written by Rachel Carson, and she is, of course, using all these platitudes about there are no more birds, there are no more fish, they're all being killed by DDT. DDT is a deadly poison. And of course, the truth of the matter was DDT was by far the safest pesticide we've ever had, unlike the fluoride that we're spraying on things now, which is toxic to you. Fluoride had very little toxicity. In fact, I can remember when I was in medical school, the story was told about a group of fellows in the warehouse, and they wanted to bake a cake, and so they saw this barrel. They thought it was a barrel of flour, so they made a cake out of that, and it was really DDT, and nobody suffered any harm from it. Or if you had too much of it, you might have a little liver problem, but you had to ingest an awful lot. I mean, you know, you could take really cupfuls of DDT and not have any harm from it at all. And DDT was such a safe pesticide. You could spray it on the fields, you could eat DDT, you could drink water in it. But you see, it was saving so many lives. Why? Because it was killing the mosquitoes, and it's estimated it had saved up to 500 million lives. And when you want to kill off a large part of the population, why, you don't want something that works that effectively. In fact, Alexander King of the Club of Rome wrote a book in which he talked about how effective DDT was, and that's why we had to do away with it. And so the controlled media, subservient to the Club of Rome and the elitists and the CFR and the Bilderbergers, and of course the Bilderbergers were there, the Trilateral Commission didn't come around until the 70s, but they all began, of course, to pick up this drumbeat of Rachel Carson, environment, we're going to all die because, of course, of DDT. And then, of course, it was about 1965 or 66, a book came out, and it was written by a fellow named Carl Lewin. And supposedly, it was based upon a manuscript given to him by a man who'd been part of a secret government think tank, which was held at Iron Mountain. And the basic theme of this think tank was, what are we going to do if we don't have any wars? How will we get the people behind us? Because, of course, we have to have an enemy if the people are going to give up their freedom to the government. Maybe we could convince them that they were going to be attacked by little critters from outer space, spacemen. That could be the enemy. Or better still, how about the environment? If we could convince them that the environment was the problem, maybe we could rally the people behind the government. And well, maybe we might have to pollute the whole planet, but that would be all right, because this could be used as a political purpose. And Orlean, have you read that book, The Report from Iron Mountain?
Yes, I highly recommend it. In fact, I ordered it from you and ordered a whole bunch more, because I think we should pass it on to whoever we can find.
All right, fine. Well, I hope that they're already on the way to you. Have my girls talked to you and dealt to whether they've been mailed or not?
Yes, it has arrived. Wonderful Sustainable Development Report.
All right,
so
fine.
I highly recommend that.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a minute with Orlean, and of course, we're going to tell you about this conference that's going to be held this weekend. If you have a chance to get up there to Sacramento, Phyllis Schlafly's going to be there. Great speakers from all across America. You need to understand what's really happening. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Orlean. We just won't. Why don't you tell our listeners about this program that's going to be held? Where is it going to be held? And, of course, why should people be going to it? Our guest today is Orlean Coulomb, and she is with the Eagle Forum up there in the Santa Rosa area. She's the driving force behind it. But she's putting a conference on, I believe, is it this coming weekend up in Sacramento?
That's right. It's February 5th at the Radisson Hotel on Leisure Lane in Sacramento, and we have an amazing lineup of speakers, as you mentioned. Phyllis Schlafly, she'll be talking about mental health screening and the risks involved in drugging our children. And then in the evening, she's going to be talking about her new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. As you know, our judges seem to think that it's fair right now to be the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch. And they have taken over so much control and power. So she's going to be talking about that as well. I'm the one that's going to be addressing what's going on in our public schools with the environmental agenda. It's entitled Painting Your Child Green from Kindergarten to College, the Environmental Indoctrination and Its Agenda. And then we have other wonderful speakers, Michael Chapman, who's going to be talking about the three R's, how they've been restructured to no longer be reading, writing, and arithmetic. Now it's restructured meaning of education, rewritten history, and revised citizenship. He's an excellent speaker. Have you ever heard him, Dr. Stan?
Yes, I've had him as a guest many times. Michael Chapman is one of my favorite guests.
Yes, I really like him. Then we have Karen Holgate, who's going to be talking about the master plan for education from womb to tomb, which includes the school-to-work program, where children are no longer going to be prepared with a wonderful liberal arts education so they can take whatever job they would like. Instead, they're going to be just trained for one certain skill. I call it the four R's, limited learning for lifelong labor.
And I think people have to understand that there is a master plan behind everything that goes on. If you think anything in this country happens by accident, you really have no idea what's really taking place. And the great tragedy is that there is an organized, orchestrated effort all across America to dumb down our children and then train them for menial jobs, because we are transferring our jobs out of this country intentionally, and we're intentionally dumbing down our children, not only through the educational program, but I believe by the use of certain pharmacological methods that can actually dull the mind, certainly Ritalin, the fluoride products, the mercury products, the NutraSweet products. These are all designed to attack the human mind. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Orlean Coulomb, who is, of course, with the Eagle Forum. And there is going to be a meeting this coming Saturday in Sacramento, if you can possibly get there. And they're going to have Phyllis Schlafly and Michael Chapman. And Orlean Coulomb is going to be speaking, and Karen Holgate, four of my favorite people. And, of course, it's going to be talking about this green agenda. It's going to be talking about the program to use our schools to destroy the education of our children, to dumb them down, to prepare them for lifelong labor, in this new outcome-based educational program that is being pushed by the liberals, by Teddy Kennedy, and by the Bush administration, because there's really not a dime's worth of difference. In fact, it was George Bush who got through Teddy Kennedy's legislation. This whole No Child Left Behind legislation was Ted Kennedy's. Ted Kennedy couldn't get it through, but George Bush could. That's why, of course, the Bush family gave Teddy Kennedy their foundation award last year as the outstanding legislator. Why would the right-wing Bushes give the left-wing Kennedy an award? Because there's not a dime's worth of difference between them. They're all working towards a one-world government. They're all working towards socialism. They're all working towards an all-powerful government that will control us from the cradle to the grave. Orlean, how can people learn more about this meeting you're going to be holding this coming Saturday up in Sacramento?
Well, the person to contact, her name is Terry Lawrence. The number is 916-589-8836. Or they can go onto our web page. It's eagleforumofcalifornia.com. And they can just download the registration form and learn more about all of the speakers that we have. Someone else that they would be really interested in, his name is Terry Anderson. He is a talk show host in Los Angeles, and his entire program is devoted to talking about the illegal immigration problem in our state, as well as Arizona and all the other states.
Well, I'm sure you've heard Terry. He's one of my favorite speakers. I've had him on a number of times for a couple of hours, and you can't help but laugh and chuckle. He has one of the most wonderful sense of humors. It's really a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful American, a wonderful speaker. And he's a black man. He's weighs about 300 pounds, and he lives in an area that's been taken over by the Latinos, most of them who don't speak English. And I will tell you that when he talks about what's happening to education, he knows it because he's living right in the middle of it. And there are a lot more Mexican flags flying down there, I can tell you, than there are American flags. No American flags. All Mexican flags by people who do not have a loyalty to America. Now, many Mexicans love America, but the illegals that are coming in here are in here for an entirely different purpose, and they're being used as cannon fodder in this immigration war, just as they're using our boys as cannon fodder for the war over in Iraq. Well, now, would you give that telephone number and the website one more time for the people who would like to get up to your conference?
It's Terry Lawrence, 516-599-8836.
One more time.
916-599-8836.
And that's Terry.
Is Terry.
That Terry, okay,
fine. And the webpage is EagleFarmOfCalifornia.com.
And, of course, people have to understand this whole educational system is being used to indoctrinate our children, not to educate them. And, of course, the environmental movement, the common denominator behind every single problem we face is more government control over your life. That's what it's really all about. That and, of course, the destruction of the economy of the United States, the whole idea of global warming. Yes, there is a global warming. We've been warming for the last 400 years when we went from global cooling to global warming. We increased about 1 degree this last 100 years, and most of it was before 1940. But that doesn't matter. We're in a warming cycle, which is why, of course, the part of the polar ice cap is melting, and this has happened time and time and time again since the world was formed. But the whole idea of the global warming concept is we've got to get the Kyoto Protocol through, which is not designed to stop CO2 emissions. It doesn't stop CO2 emissions in China, which is the greatest polluter in the world today. It doesn't stop CO2 emissions in India, which is one of the greatest polluters in the world today with over a billion people. It doesn't stop CO2 emissions in third world countries. It is aimed at destroying the economy of the United States. And our leaders know that, and that's why they're pushing this agenda, because we are moving to redistribute the wealth of the American people to other countries. And that's point 10 of the Earth Charter. And you get the Earth Charter, or you can get it in the Sustainable Development Syllabus, which Orlean will be offering. And that's point 10. Redistribute the wealth within nations and between nations. They want to impoverish this country, and the average American cannot believe that there could be anybody that diabolical. But there really is, isn't there, Orlean?
Oh, definitely. And you have to really begin to study this to understand. They try to cloak it over with nice sounding terms like sustainable development. The real definition of sustainable development that I like the best is what Tom DeWeese says. He says, "This is a stick up, give me your property." And that's mainly what it is. This is all about taking away private property rights, and they have so many different ways of doing this. And it's, of course, bringing in a whole Marxist philosophy. Yeah. Where they will impose communism. It's like you've described it as well. The whole green movement is like a watermelon. It's green on the outside and red on the inside.
And in fact, they're watching what you do on your property by satellite, and they're monitoring what you do. If you move dirt around, why, they're going to know it. If you build anything on your house, they're going to know it, because they have all this being monitored, watched by satellite. They're flying over. Why? Because they want to control your property. They want to control you. They want to control your children. We are moving towards a fascist society, and whether you call it right, left, doesn't really matter. Those names are put out, phrases are used to confuse you. It is all about the government controlling the population. That's the way it is in Russia. That's the way it is in communist China. That's the way it is in communist North Korea. That's the way it is in communist Vietnam. That's the way it is in communist Cuba. And that is increasingly what is happening in the United States today, as we have to give up our freedom because of that wicked Osama bin Laden. And, oh, we've got to have, monitor all the law-abiding citizens because, after all, they might be al-Qaeda terrorists. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Orlene Coulomb, and we're talking about the green agenda, the environmental agenda. So, you know, of course, you have the same problems up in your area that we have here. Oh, they use the Planning Commission to control private property, and then, of course, all these environmental laws that are being put in, and they don't really care about the animals and the butterflies. It's all about control. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely. What we have in Sonoma County is an endangered spotted salamander.
Oh, the spotted salamander. Heavens.
And what is so interesting, this little salamander doesn't come out but at nighttime, and so nobody really even sees it. But supposedly, we now have to give up 5,000 acres towards the spotted salamander west of Santa Rosa. No one is able to develop it, and it's absolutely ludicrous.
Well, what about the people who own the property? What can they do with the property?
They have sneaky ways that you can trade the use of your property with something else. You can buy credits some other place, but it, of course, all costs an enormous amount of money. For example, one of the new high schools that was built here, Maria Carrillo, where my son graduated from, when they went to build the high school, the school board discovered that this land was a wetlands. So they had to pay like $450,000 extra to have the precious fauna and flora scraped off the top of the wetlands and transplanted someplace else. Then they could go ahead and build the school.
You know, we used to call wetlands swamps. We used to want to get rid of the swamps because it breeded mosquitoes. Oh, no, that's wonderful. What we need is a lot more wetlands. But it breeds mosquitoes. We got West Nile virus, and it's killing people. We have to preserve those swamps, I mean wetlands. And by changing the names, you know, suddenly they've confused the American people. It doesn't matter how ridiculous this whole thing is. If you say it often enough, and you have the politicians smile and say, we're concerned about the ecology, we're concerned about the wetlands, ladies and gentlemen, call it what you will, they're just swamps.
And this was not even a swamp. All of us who knew and lived in this area, it was just a bunch of weeds. Maybe, you know, any part of our property in California during the winter could be called a wetland. You just have to have moisture for 12 inches deep for several weeks in a row. So that's all it was. And supposedly where this precious flora and fauna has been transplanted, it's just a weed patch again. You know, there's nothing precious about it. It's just good Sonoma County weeds. The whole thing is so ludicrous, and the fact that it costs $450,000 extra makes it even more ludicrous.
Well, of course, the tragedy is they don't want a solution. They want the problem. Where it sits on water, they don't want to solve the water problems. They don't want abundant water. They want to have study after study after study after study after study and never solve the problem, because then they can say there's a water shortage, they can control you. The same thing with traffic. They don't want to solve the traffic problems. They want study after study after study and waste countless tens of billions of millions of dollars on these studies rather than fix the roads, because they don't want to fix the roads, because they really want to get you out of your car. And it's all laid out in their plan, and it's called Agenda 21 of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. And of course, the Global Biodiversity Assessment is the plan. Agenda 21 is how you implement the plan. And we have one here in Santa Cruz, which we offer to people, drawn up by the local Agenda 21 committee. And they came up with a program which is exactly like the program that is being put up by groups like this all across the world. This is a worldwide program to use the threat of environmental degradation to control the populace, and nobody is telling the people. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Orlene Coulomb, and of course, invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But if you're interested, you know, in going to that meeting, remember it's 916-589-8836. And it's up in Sacramento. It's going to be this weekend. And they got a great group of speakers coming.
Dr. Stan?
Yes.
It's 599.
599, okay.
8836. Thank you.
if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Orlin Kula. We're talking about the conference we're going to be having. We're talking about the environmental movement. So certainly you have the spotted salamander up there. And down here, of course, we have some sort of a bird. It's not a spotted owl, but it's something similar. If there's one of those in your forest up there, you get lumber. And it has nothing to do with a bird. It has to do with the fact that they want to destroy our lumber industry. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. What's the name of the conference there, Orlin?
It's called A Nation at Risk.
A Nation at Risk conference. So, and of course, is it going to have a pretty good turnout, do you think?
We are hoping so. We never quite know until the day that these conferences go on, because some people just kind of wait and show up at the door. But we've usually had somewhere between 200 and 300 in the past, and we're hoping that that's what we will have this year.
Well,
we're also hoping that we can have some legislators there. One of them is our speaker, Assemblyman Ray Haynes. He's going to be speaking in the afternoon. In the morning, we're kind of presenting all of the problems in the early afternoon, and then we have a breakout session in the afternoon with three different panels that will give us solutions to all of these problems. And he's one of those. He's going to be speaking on what a legislator can do to try to make a difference.
Well, Ray Haynes is certainly one of my favorite people, and he does a great job. He's been up there for a number of years fighting for the things that you and I believe in. But these legislators need our support, and we need to get help for them because, of course, what's happened in the past is you've had a group of people totally dedicated to environmentalism, and linking into this is this whole New Age spirituality. Linking into this is the communist and the socialist and the fascist movement who point to the environmental problems and then say the solution is we've got to have more control over your life.
That's really the truth. You know, when I first began to find these things out, I began to pass on information to my sister, who lives in Utah, and she told my husband, I think Orlene needs therapy. But then it finally hit home because you were talking about how they're also trying to control water. She and I own some property up in the mountains in Idaho and that we inherited from our father, and we discovered we received a letter that our water rights were now taken. So we went there to visit and spoke to an attorney, spoke to the water master, and we found out that everyone in that area, the stream that used to be able to be allowed to go through your property to allow water for the cattle, was now taken and sent downstream 30 miles for a wildlife refuge for ducks and geese. So that's when my sister began to realize everything I had told her was true. But most people don't know until it hits home just how bad this is. Fortunately, we were not as bad off as everyone else because the government had come in and dug out some of our land to build for gravel for the roads, and a lake had filled in. So our cattle were still able to have water to feed them or to water them, but other people would have to bring in big tanks to provide water for their cattle. And you can imagine how expensive that was, and many people just had to finally sell out, and that's what they're trying to do.
Well, what they really want to do is, of course, get people off their land. They want to destroy our agriculture. Of course, this is why they're opening our borders to competition from throughout the world. They want to destroy our industry because there's no way that a worker here in America who's making $12, $15, $20 an hour compete with somebody in China who's making 25 cents an hour, and they know that. That's how you redistribute the wealth of our nation. And, of course, are you going to have copies of the Earth Charter up there for the people, or are you just going to rely on those in the Sustainable Development Syllabus?
Yes, we'll have copies for people to see this. This is such important information, and, you know, most people don't really realize the Earth Charter is being taught in our public schools. This is being taught as something wonderful, and really the whole concept of Earth worshiping, that you have Earth Day. The children are all being taught how important it is to follow the United Nations agenda and their Earth Charter and celebration of Mother Gaia. And it's creeping in, I'm sorry to say, even in some of our churches and in our church colleges and universities. And so parents really need to be aware of this so they can protect their children from it, let them know the truth.
Well, I think that the Earth Charter is the master plan for the world. It's written by some of the most powerful men in the world. They work quietly behind the scenes. You don't hear much about Gorbachev and his involvement with the great billionaires of the world. Gorbachev is one of the most powerful men in the world today. And of course, he arranged for this whole phony fall of the Soviet Union. He works very closely with Maurice Strong, who is the man who really runs the United Nations, and Stephen Rockefeller, Professor Stephen Rockefeller. They're all fabulously wealthy, and they've written the new Ten Commandments for the world. They keep it in something called the Ark of Hope. It is the occult Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. In fact, everything they do is a mirror image of Christianity. And, of course, this is because they hate Christianity. And all of these people, in one way or another, are involved in the occult. And unless you understand that, you can't understand anything going on today. Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four tapes at the secret government to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading edge dentist.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi.
Materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon, Orlean Kurla from the Eagle Forum. And, of course, we've got Gary calling from Michigan. Hi, Gary. How are you doing?
How you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing fine.
Great. Another great program as usual. Say, I work with a good friend of mine, is a good Christian buddy, and we try to talk to people at work on what's going on in the world today, and not only our United States, but the world. And people just blow you off like you're some kind of kook, you know? So how do you convince people on what's really happening? If they have no access to programs like yours, how do you expect them to believe you?
All right, fine. Orlean, how would you respond to Gary? I think his concern is very real. A lot of people will tell me, I try to tell people what's going on, and they don't want to hear. So what would you say to Gary?
Well, just like I expressed with my sister, she would not pay any attention until it hit home. And often that's the case. People just go on busy raising their children and enjoying the freedoms of this country until suddenly an endangered species is declared on their property, and they discover they no longer have those freedoms. They can't even plow their land or plant their crops. And often that's the first incident that they've ever had that this really is reality. I don't know how to get through to people either until it hits home. For me, it had to be something earth-shattering to finally wake me up. And often I just have to, with other people, talk about the weather and talk about things they want to talk about because they're not going to listen.
All right, Gary, I think that there is a spiritual blindness there. I really believe there's a spiritual blindness that keeps a lot of people from seeing, and some of them never will see until maybe their home is in ruins or it's family has been destroyed and slaughtered, but be that as it may, our job is to try to reach people. And I find that very often if you can engage people and ask them questions, what do you think about this planned program they have of shipping our factories and our jobs overseas? Do you think this might one day hit you or somebody in your family and they're going to lose their jobs? And then what are you going to do when the unemployment benefits run out? Or how do you feel about, maybe your son or your grandchildren being sent over to Iraq to fight there? Of course, the president says they're not going to have a draft again, but what happens if it happens? Certainly, we know that Lyndon Johnson promised we'd never go to war in Vietnam, and Roosevelt promised we'd never enter the Second World War, and certainly George Bush has told us we went into that war because of weapons of mass destruction, and then he says there's not going to be a draft. There's not going to be a draft. But of course, they're forcing people who signed up for 2 years to stay in the military. That's an involuntary draft, isn't it? And they're already planning on how they're going to draft doctors and nurses because they don't have enough to take care of all the casualties. How do you feel about that? Are you concerned? Or have you ever heard about the Earth Charter? Or did you know we didn't have to drop the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki? And you need to get that article out of the Chicago Tribune we offer that points out the fact that Japanese have been trying to surrender for 6 months and we wouldn't let them. Ask them questions, and then try to give them some documentation, and then don't be surprised or hurt if they reject you. But they may hear this from somebody else. They may see something on television or in a motion picture, and suddenly they're going to say, hey, just maybe Gary's right. And certainly, if they're coming from a Christian point of view, why talk about the fact that God talks about conspiracies in the Holy Scriptures and know where the references are in the Jeremiah 11:9 and Ezekiel 22:25 and in the second Psalm. Have the information there and don't get discouraged. Just keep talking in a nice way. If they don't want to talk about it, then talk about the weather. But next time when you have a chance, ask them a probing question. How do you feel about the falling dollar? Do you think that eventually that's going to impact on us? Could it really be that they intend to destroy the middle class in America? How do you feel about what's going on? How are they ever going to pay off the debts when they keep tightening taxes? Ask those questions, Gary. Our job is not to win. Our job is simply to try to reach people with the truth. The ultimate victory is the Lord's.
You know, one more thing, Dr. Stan. I've even hand out quite a few videos, and people like the last one I've been handing out is Davon Kleist's 9/11 in plain sight. Some people just don't get it. I mean, they'll watch the video and think, oh, yeah, that was interesting, but that's about it.
Don't worry about them. Your job is to do your best, Gary. Remember, our job is to sow. The harvest is the Lord's.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hi, Stan. I just had to call when you said that about Lyndon Johnson. What did you say that he said? That we would never go to war?
He said we would never. He said, why should we send boys halfway around the world to fight in Vietnam when we've got Fidel Castro just 90 miles off of our shore? And he, in essence, said, we're not going to go to war in Vietnam.
Okay, that one right there. Well, he spoke the truth, didn't he? There never was a war there. There never was a declared war
right.
In Vietnam.
And it was just a military exercise with a million South Vietnamese killed and 2 million North Vietnamese and 58,000 American boys who went over there thinking they were fighting for freedom, whereas in truth we were losing our freedom here at home.
But it wasn't a war, huh?
Right.
This is how they squirrel around. This is how they lie, right?
Right.
Into our faces in plain sight.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks so much. Well, let's go to Tony, who's calling from SoCal. Hi, Tony.
Oh, yes. Hi, Dr. Stan.
Do you have a question for Arlene? Or?
Well, just a comment on the two callers back about how do you respond to people when they think you're crazy.
Right.
Well, I used to have a good friend who I did a lot of business with who, believe it or not, truly believed in his heart that the greatest evil facing the entire world population was evangelical Christians. And so anyway, one day, we'd known each other for years, and I never let him know what I believed about a lot of things. And then one day he said to me, you're one of those conspiracy nuts. And I just said to him, I go, well, answer me one question. Do you believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy? And he said, well, of course not. So welcome to the conspiracy club.
Okay, Tony, anything
else? That was it.
Okay.
That was a good question to ask.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And, Orlena, you know, I know the frustration people have all across America because I hear it all the time. And I write about it sometimes in my newsletters. And I just try to encourage people, don't get discouraged. Your job is not to convince people. Your job is to raise the question, to give them the information. But only God is going to change their hearts.
That's really true. But I also like what you say, to ask questions and make them start thinking. And they say that a businessman usually has to give a presentation at least 3 times before someone finally thinks this might be a good thing. So maybe if we at least don't give up and try 3 different approaches, but just to make them think. And this is also good for students who have teachers that are really teaching false information, to just quietly go up and after class ask some questions in a nice, kind, polite manner and make the teachers think. Often the teachers will then change their mind, or they'll go do their own research or ask the student to come with research, and that's a good approach as well.
And most of the people out there really don't understand. I mean, I used to be a flaming liberal. I can remember arguing the position for why we needed socialized medicine. All the ideas had been indoctrinated in my mind when I was at the University of California. But the truth is, you have to begin to think on your own. Once you can begin to think on your own, you can become effective in this battle. But right now we've got Ben calling from Salinas, and I know Ben has some very, very strong feelings. Ben, what are your comments?
Good afternoon, Dr. Stan. Good to hear you again. Love your show, love your ideas. Thank God for Americans like you and this lady. Here's my question. Just how much are the Republicans and the administration in general going to stand back while Karl Rove, George Bush, and Dick Cheney continue their criminal behavior? How much are we going to take? How much of our money from the Treasury, Social Security, Medicare, well, all the needs here being ignored, how much are they going to allow them to steal to improve Iraq, who's going to hate our guts at the end anyway, and there's never going to be a democracy there? How much are the Republicans and we the people going to let this administration lead us down the path to the ovens in Germany?
All right. Would you like to offer an opinion for Ben, Orlean? Ben feels very, very strongly that, you know, the Republicans in Washington, D.C. are leading us to our destruction. I think it's, of course, both political parties are doing exactly the same thing.
It's not just the Republicans. It's the weak Democrats, too, that are helping them.
And have you ever noticed that when the Republicans are in power, the Democrats always say the right thing? When the Democrats are in power, the Republicans always say the right thing.
It's a Ponzi scheme. Right,
sure it is. What are your thoughts, Orlean?
I agree. I think it's just plain politics, and whoever is in power, essentially the same thing goes. They just say that when Republicans are in power, it's a little slower.
And on the morning of 9/11, when that soldier asked Cheney, do the orders still stand when the plane was in vectoring within 10 miles of the second tower? Norman Mineta was right there, and the soldier asked Cheney, do the orders still stand? And Cheney said, of course the order still stands. Have you heard anything different? We the people need to know what orders. This is treason.
I know it is, Ben. For any of our listeners who would like to know what Ben is talking about, Norman Mineta testified before the 9/11 Commission. You have to understand that most of the testimony that was given there was in secret, and it is sealed for the next 30 years because the last thing they want for the American people is to learn what really happened that Tuesday morning. But they couldn't very well do anything about Norman Mineta's testimony because he gave it in public, and it was part of the public record. And so Norman Mineta told what happened that morning. He was over at the Department of Transportation. Remember, Norman Mineta was Secretary of Transportation. He got a call and said, there's an emergency. We want you to come to the White House. And of course, remember, he's in charge of the FAA. He arrives at the White House. They are evacuating the White House. And this is his testimony. We have it. We'll send you a copy to anybody who wants it. They're evacuating the White House, so he is taken by the Secret Service down into the basement of the bunker where, of course, Dick Cheney is in charge. And as they're sitting there, now they're evacuating the White House. No efforts are being made to evacuate the Pentagon or to defend the Pentagon or to get the missiles, you know, on the Pentagon working, or to bring planes in, you know, from the from the Air Force Base is two minutes away from Andrews Air Force Base. But a young man rushes into the room, according to Norman Mineta's testimony, and he says the plane is 50 miles out. And then he rushes in a couple of minutes later, and he says the plane is 30 miles out. And when he gets there, and he says the plane is 10 miles out, do the orders still stand? And Norman Mineta said, why, Dick Cheney jerked his neck around and said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary? And one of the people on the commission, 9/11 commission, said, well, what were the orders? And Mineta said, I don't know. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, nobody ever wanted to know what those orders were, because they did not evacuate the Pentagon while the White House was evacuated. Why was that? Why didn't they mobilize the missiles that they have? Why weren't the planes in the air from Andrews Air Force Base? They don't want you to answer those questions, because if you answer those questions, maybe Americans wouldn't be dying over in Iraq today. And why over possibly as many as 100,000 Iraqi citizens, and those are the figures that Ron Paul used in a speech given on the floor of the House of Representatives this last week, maybe over 100,000 Iraqis would not now be dead. Who is responsible? Go ahead, Ben.
Do you think that there could, and I'll leave the air with this question, do you think that there could possibly, as I believe, a connection between JFK assassination and 9/11. I think it's the same people, the same players, and I'm sorry to say, Daddy Bush.
All right.
We'll leave it at that, sir.
All right. Thanks very much for your calling, Ben.
Thank you, sir.
Ben always has some very, very provocative questions. Well, Lorraine, what are your thoughts about what's going on? What are your thoughts about the environmental movement? How are we going to wake people up? Because you're doing everything you can. You're putting a conference on this weekend, and we hope that everybody is going to consider seriously going up there, calling 916-599-8836. That's 916-599-8836. If you can get up possibly this Saturday, how much is it going to cost to go to the meeting?
Well, there's still a discount if you're a couple. We had an early bird special that we've already passed, so it's $125 per person, but that includes a wonderful luncheon and a beautiful banquet and some outstanding speakers. There's actually 20 speakers all cramped into one day, but it's with this workshop, three different workshops in the afternoon, and of course what you miss you can get tapes from. So it's outstanding. I forgot to tell you, Scott Lively is also speaking. He's going to be talking about the Kinsey Report and the origin of the sexual revolution and how that's affected our nation. And following him, Georgiana Prescar, the chapter leader for Sacramento Eagle Forum, will be talking about her book called Seeds of Deception. And this is a really amazing book that talks about all the humanist programs for planting destruction of Americans' children and using brainwashing techniques to bring them to this consensus process where they will accept just about anything that is given to them. And so both of those speakers are really outstanding as well. Have you ever had Scott Lively on your
program? Oh, I've had many times. Scott does a wonderful, wonderful job.
Yes, he really does. And in answer to your question, what can we do? As a substitute teacher, I had ordered a whole case of books called Facts Not Fear. This was written, maybe 8 years ago by two college professors. They were trying to have a book that would counter all of the propaganda in favor of the environmental movement. And this book was written on the level of high school or junior high students for parents and teachers as well. I would present one of these books to every school I went to and give it as a gift to the library and tell them, you know, this is a wonderful book that I think it would be a nice gift for your school. And the librarians were always so appreciative. I would go back to that school maybe a month or two later and ask how the book was doing, and the librarians would have to tell me, I'm sorry, but we had to take it off our shelves because it doesn't go along with what is being taught in our schools about the environmental movement.
The official party line, just like they had in Russia, like they have in communist China, they have it here, and of course it is to frighten our children to death, to indoctrinate them in this concept that the whole world is being destroyed, and the only solution is all power to the government.
That's the truth. It's just amazing. So the only hope for children to get the truth is if their own parents can do the research themselves, listen to your wonderful radio program and get so many of your great books on this subject, and just do your own research, because they're certainly not going to get it in the schools. Where I've had to show videos on this subject, every video that was in the library was the environmental viewpoint.
And they never allow the other side. That's what's known as academic freedom. We allow one side, and if you speak out, we're going to get you. We're in a terrible shape. But remember, there are lots of people are doing lots of things. Orlean is doing a great job. The number again, 916-599-8836. It's going to be a great conference. I wish I could be there myself. So God bless you, Orlean. Thanks
God
so very much
you.
For being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for all you're doing to try to wake up our nation.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. It really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the glass blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me just mention that, of course, we have a great deal of information on the Oklahoma City bombing. We have a 4-tape set on the Oklahoma City bombing. We actually have 2 4-tape sets, and you're going to hear an interview with Clark Brewster, who defended Carol Howe. She had actually infiltrated a place called Elohim City, where a group of radical people, of course most of them were either working for the FBI or the BATF, or they were working for German intelligence or the CIA, but of course this was supposedly the enclave of the radicals who were plotting against America, and every time the BATF wanted to raid them, the Treasury Department would intervene, because they wouldn't want, of course, to have their own agents arrested. Well, anyway, Carol Howe found they were planning on blowing up the Murrah building, and she had turned that story in. And instead, of course, going after the terrorists, they went after Carol Howe, and they were going to send her to prison. And you'll hear an interview with Clark Brewster, her attorney, as we talk to him about this total miscarriage of justice. But the government, of course, will silence anybody that they possibly can who will tell the people the truth. And the truth was, well, at least, of course, what Timothy McVeigh had told his sister. I am part of a special forces unit involved with illegal activity. Bet you never heard that. That comes from a book called The Oklahoma City Bombing, Others Unknown, The Oklahoma City Bombing, by Stephen Jones, who was Timothy McVeigh's attorney. That's how Stephen Jones opened the defense in Colorado. And not a word of it in the movies, in any of the media. We have 2 4-tape sets. We have 2 great videos on Oklahoma City. We recommend specifically cover up in Oklahoma City. But if you'd like to get our information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Because if you don't understand what Oklahoma City, why, you certainly can't understand 9-1-1 or why we're at war in Iraq today. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course we want to, of course, to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to helping us here at Radio Liberty and joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a copy of our November newsletter that will tell you how they're poisoning our children with fluoride and, of course, the toxicity, and give you the documentation on everything we say, because we document what we say. The people on the other side don't document it. They say, just disbelieve us, just trust us. Are you some sort of a wacko that you believe in black helicopters and you believe there was a conspiracy behind President Kennedy's assassination? Because anybody who doesn't believe what the government said must be a wacko. Well, let me point out that there really are many forces working behind the scenes, but they're all spiritually energized. We have some great books on the environmental movement. We carry, of course, the book Set Up and Sold Out by Holly Swanson. We still have a couple of copies of the books by Dixie Lee Ray. She's passed away now, but we have Trashing the Planet and Environmental Overkill, excellent books on the environmental movement. That's Trashing the Planet and Environmental Overkill, and when these are gone, they're not going to be anymore. Our four-tape set on sustainable development, our video on sustainable development, and our syllabus on sustainable development, which has most of the documents that you really need, are unparalleled. Nobody else has anything like that. So that's the four-tape set on sustainable development, the video on sustainable development, and then, of course, the syllabus on sustainable development. They're all available from Radio Liberty. The book, The Report from Iron Mountain, by Carl Lewin, we carry. This is one written back in 65 or 66, supposedly based upon this think tank. And Carl Lewin initially said, yes, this is real. And then later on, he said, no, it wasn't real. Well, he either lied initially or he's lied later. We don't know. But we do know, as he said, that everything in the book was based upon government documents and stories. And, of course, what they said was, we've got to have something to rally the people behind the government. So why don't we create an environmental crisis, even if we have to pollute the whole world? Certainly, The Report from Iron Mountain, an excellent, excellent book. And then, of course, for a summary and overview of that, why, of course, Joan Vian's The Global Straitjacket, her other book, Prince Charles, The Sustainable Prince, we recommend both of those books. The information you need to have to be able to understand what's going on, and then to help reach others. That's The Global Straitjacket, and this is Prince Charles, The Sustainable Prince. All of these things are available and so much more from Radio Liberty. You can go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can pull down all the information on the books and videos and other things we carry. You can listen to our programs 3 hours a day at Radio Liberty and link to the other two networks. You can listen 5 hours a day to the internet programs, and you won't get much accomplished, but you'll sure get a lot of education and material that you can utilize helping us get the truth out. Again, the internet site is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And remember, if of course you get the Berkey products, the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light from Radio Liberty, or you get a free four-tape set or a free video that we have produced. And of course, that's just a bonus for getting the things to us. And of course, that just helps to keep us on the air. And then, of course, we want you to tell other people about our radio programs. We want you to tell them about our internet programs, about our shortwave programs, because it's up to you to get them to listen. They may start out thinking we're crazy, but before long, why, many times they're afraid we're not. And then understand we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought for the souls of men. And I believe we're moving into very, very difficult times for America. I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this nation, unless, of course, we have a revival, unless somehow or other the American people begin to wake up and realize that they bear a share of responsibility for what's going on. So pray for America. Please pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.